the question, really. There's an intriguing-looking exhibition in Barton at the Rope Walk currently. It runs till the end of March in their Art Space Gallery. Of Our Times, The Price of Money is the latest set of works by acclaimed contemporary photographer Nigel Tooby. Nigel and I have been chatting about the show, and he's not the sort of photographer who's ever taken pictures of, oh, I don't know, rolling hills, lovely sunsets, children. He's not that sort of photographer at all.
I was heavily influenced by the music culture in the 70s when I was a teenager, and if you may know, 12-inch album covers were a very big art canvas.
They were, yeah.
Or they were, and they were sort of themed in with the music. You know, the concept album. But these things had a point. The pictures meant something in terms of the lyrics and everything else, and it was all part of it, and it was an inspiration that came from that. I was heavily influenced by studios such as Hypnosis and Storm Thorgerson, Orby Powell, you know, the that kind of thing. That's what made me want to pick up a camera. It was always the art side, right from the word go. It was the art side. And producing pictures that had meaning.
And did you get a chance then to go off to college and pursue that side of your interest? Because I know you've had a very, or you still perhaps do still have a very successful kind of career in business, but did you go off and study and do a degree in photography?
No, I didn't. I actually went to Imperial College and I took physics, would you believe?
All right.
But while I was there, I worked semi-professionally. I used to photograph a lot of bands and so on in the London scene. Eventually, just before my degree, I was actually offered a job as an assistant with Orby Powell at Hypnosis. Unfortunately, it was 3 months before my finals, and it meant chucking in my degree after 2.5 years, and I didn't have the bottle, I'm afraid. So that went west. But, you know, always continued taking photographs since, and always tried to produce photographs that have a purpose and a meaning rather than just being pretty pictures.
And that's what we'll see in Barton there with Of Our Times, The Price of Money. Before we talk about that and what it's all about there, for you with the creative process, with something like the show in Barton, how long from inception to display, if I can put it that way, is it a very long process for you?
Yes. I mean, obviously the lead time to get into a prestigious gallery like Barton is not quick. It's around about 18 months. But in terms of from inception to publishing, say, the work of the book and getting that out, we're looking at about 18 months' worth of work. And a huge amount of that is actually the thought process. The actual photography itself probably takes about 6 months. But, you know, there are long, long nights and days where I sit and I dream because all my pictures start in my head.
Mm.
You know, I start with the concept. I start with what I want to say. And I design this thing and I sketch out, photographs to remind myself. But all the images that you'll see at Barton, they all started in my head. I can see the picture. And then what I do is I use a camera to create it. So it's not as if I go out and look for an image. I might do some, research on location and so on. But actually, the image is in my head, and I'm using the camera to create it, rather like a painter uses a canvas. Although it's capturing an image, I'm actually creating it.
Of Our Times, The Price of Money draws heavily on perhaps your own experience in the world of commerce there, and it's the story of a fellow who, frankly, probably gives more time to his business than he does to his wife and his family. I mean, that's a very simplistic way of putting it, but that in a nutshell is the starting point for the show.
It is, and that's kind of autobiographical. I had many years in business, and I had my own business. I tried to run that business ethically, there's autobiographical stuff in there. I mean, that was my family.
Yeah.
They were. Yeah, I missed a large amount of my children's upbringing. And sometimes things were fraught. So it's not all about me in there. It's about things I know about. You know, whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
All the dirty tricks that people get up to, in the name of commerce and so on. But, it can destroy lives. And It didn't destroy mine, but it probably came close at points to destroying the marriage. My children were neglected. And I looked at it at the end of it. You know, you have this kind of renaissance. I think, what on earth am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit like Mike Rutherford, beggar on a beach of gold.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, yes, you've got the Rolex, you've got the Brighton, you've got the Breitling, you've got the car, you know, you've got the house and everything else. What else have you got? The stuff I lost was invaluable, and it's irreplaceable.
Everybody's going to have their own reaction, Nigel, to the exhibition, but what's the thing you hope people will take away from your work?
Well, I think for those who are involved in business, I hope that they take away maybe some lessons. Maybe it starts to prick them. Maybe they look at it and they think, actually, that is me. And it's an interesting thing, you know. There's a comment book for the exhibition, and somebody had written in there and said, unfortunately, this is my youngest son.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Interesting word, unfortunately. And somebody else said, made me think about me. What I'd like to do is to get a discussion going. I mean, this work does divide opinion. You get people who say, well, that's just business. Get on with it. You know, get over it.
Yeah.
It says a lot about them if they think that they can use business as an excuse to be really nasty to people. Yeah, and there's other people who say, yeah, actually, that was me, or, you know, that is me. If it changes perceptions and it gets a conversation going, then isn't that what art's about?
Yes, thought-provoking stuff. That Nigel Tooby, who is the photographer behind that exhibition at the Rope Walk at the moment, is there till the end of March in the Art Space Gallery of Our Times. The Price of Money is what it's called.